to be very honest, I never had actually experience with birds before I came to start up with Loro Park. My dedication to animals was more about everything what every young fellow has, a mouse or a lizard or the dogs, the cats, the poultry and the house and whatever there was. So I felt that I liked very much the animals, especially the visits to the zoological gardens. They were always very pleasant to me, and I built up a certain love to the animals already at that time. When we started up here to come to Tenerife some 37, 38 years ago, I was just married to my wife, and I was manager of an airline, and we flew down here for the weekends with the airplanes from the airline, always when there was a place free. And we realized that in Puerto de la Cruz, which was then the big tourist center, sometimes the people couldn't stay on the pool anymore because they burned already too much or because it was a little bit cloudy. And so they didn't know what to do. They had gone to Mount Tata already, but there was nothing else. And so my idea was to do something to put them to. At this time, you must go with the time. That was the year 72 when I opened. It was the same year when Disney World in Orlando opened, when Orlando was practically created. And at this time, the people didn't have a big idea about what is a park. They were happy with what they saw. Today, this has changed tremendously. The people have seen the biggest and most beautiful parks in the world, which we belong to. And when they go to a park in our days, they are very exigent. They want to see things. They just don't want to pay an entrance fee. They want to see something for their entrance fee. So I was allowed to start small with relative little budget. I was so happy to make sufficient money over these 35 years to build up Loro Park and to build up the company as we are today.
In your wildest dreams, when you started all those years ago, could you imagine it would have been so successful and become such an attraction?
Well, I never thought that it would go there, but by the time, you know, you start to believe, when you make the first amplification, you think, oh, Jesus Christ, I managed it. And when you did the second, now we are going the next step, and then you have plans. And what I did on my side, I have never stopped to think and to have dreams. And if you ask me today, I have a whole bunch full of dreams which have to be realized and which will be realized.
Such as?
Oh, well, right now we are realizing a dream in the south, as you know, the Zion Park, which will be without any doubt the best there is in the world. And here we are at that time constructing something which I wanted to do since many years. I never had time and money for it. It's a free-flying voliere. I don't know how, an aviary, but very, very big. Goes over some 2,000 square meters, and it is 28 meters high, the highest point. And our clients, they will walk in the treetops and look directly in the eyes of the birds which are sitting there. So this will be something very, very special, something which has been missing up to now. If I would have to amplify Loro Park, the next thing which I would do, I would make a big installation for Asian elephants. I'm dreaming of amplifying our aquarium. Therefore, I need space, which I don't have at the moment. But if we get the permit to put our garage below Earth, a garage three floors below Earth, then we may gain 60 or 70 cars, and we could use that place to put up an aquarium which is up to date. You see, ours is beautiful. And I have never heard somebody who left the place without saying, oh, that was great. But the time has gone. We built ours in 92. Now we are 2008. In these 16 years which are in between there, there has been lots of movement. If you take a look, aquariums today, when we did our tunnel was the largest in the world in 92. Today we are place 148, something like that. I'm saying 148, it's not true. Might be 70 or 42 or something like that. But we're surely not anymore in the first steps. While the penguins, we're still holding the torch. Yeah, we're still holding it, and it will be very hard to beat us there. We're still holding the torch with the dolphins. We're still holding the torch with our installation of the killer whales. This, we hope we keep it for a long time, because I see it very difficult that somebody... Well, now they are building a new place in Dubai, and I guess there we are losing our torch, but that will be 2012. You see, in this business, it is like this. You look what has the other, and you say, I must make that better. If you don't make it better, don't go into that business. Just stay out of it. And if you can't afford it, don't go in the business. You have to afford it.
35 years with the Loro Park. You're now building the Siam Park. You have the foundation, which we'll talk about in a moment. And you're talking about doing more expansion work here, maybe bringing over some elephants. Isn't there a stage, at some stage, where someone will say to you, come on, just slow down and enjoy this, because you seem to be constantly driving forward?
My wife tells me every morning. Every morning. So 365 times a year I hear that. But that is not the problem. The problem is if you are in this drive, and if you are on that wave, and if you leave the wave, this is like in the surfing. You just drop in the water and you are gone. So I try to stay on the wave.